And that's where they wandered through the dry places. But did you know that even though the dry places are out here, somebody said, God's trying to kill us. That's what he's trying to do. Why can he just stop giving us revival? Why can he don't bless us like he used to? Because he knows that he's got a revival inside of us. We don't need more from heaven. All he can do by cutting off the water is to kill out the serpent. And he cuts off the water, he'll kill out the pestilence. When he cuts off the water from heaven, he'll kill out those that don't have the water on his side. They'll drop and wonder off. But we'll just go because God is on the inside of us. And the Bible said, when everything got dry, they said, Moses, we're dying of thirst. God said, Moses, bear the rock. Bear the rock. Bear the rock. He said, speak to the rock and the rain falls on her. And Paul, looking back at spiritual revelation, he said, in that rock that followed the law of Christ Jesus, the rock is in the midst of us tonight, and it's full of water, and the Canaan land is just ahead. Somebody comes back. Some of the preachers, they get a little glimpse over there, and they come running back, and they say, there's too many giants. Did you know that fallen angels aren't giants to people? They're made greater. But there's some that spy out the land and they come back and they even worried about the giants. But they say, glory to God, just follow the Holy Spirit and he'll take you right into the kingdom land. God's able to take the land. We're well able to do it, folks. You might say, I'm tired and weary. Bible said he'd wear the saints of God out. But after a while, they're going to begin to talk like this. They're going to say, it ain't but power. We done tried power, that didn't do it. And it ain't but might. That didn't do it. They're going to say the battle's not to the strong. That won't do it. And the race ain't the swift. That won't do it. But God is able to do it. We can do it through Christ Jesus. Paul said, it strengtheneth me. I can do all things. We're going to realize it's God. And we're just going to lay our head over on his shoulder like John did there at the supper and say, Lord, just do whatever you want to do. I'm tired of praying for cars. I'm tired of praying for houses. I'm tired of praying for this. Lord, just thy will be done. And that's all he's waiting for. A full surrender. Like you heard the song that said, Lord, I surrender all. When we begin to surrender all. Listen to the inspiration out here. The outer inspiration is about going there. You notice. You can tell when there's a fallen angel in a person. A person, if you'll notice them, a man and his wife, and the Bible said the bed of the married is undefiled and all. But if a devil has got that man or that woman, he'll overcharge that appetite of relationship that God has given for inspiration. And that man will be a devil or a maniac after sex. He can't control himself. Why is that? Because the Bible said we're to be tempered in all things, and he gave us moderation to multiply and replace the earth. To build his kingdom. But the thing is, the fallen angels, they're used to a higher plane, used to a higher level, and they have to live on a higher plane, and they have to live on a higher level, and they can't make out with the little inspiration that we have. They have to double it up. They have to get more inspiration, two or three times as much inspiration. Notice that when they eat, they don't eat with temperance, they don't eat with moderation, but they eat like pigs. Why? A devil of gluttony. And he can't be satisfied with the normal inspiration. And it causes that body to sin against God, break the law of temperance, and then things begin to happen that causes sickness. And it's the same way with everything else. The same way with everything else. I've seen demons that would do nothing but ride up and down the road. A man would go off to work on a job, and his wife just ride all the time, riding and using up gas, using up his car, wasting her time because she's possessed with a devil. She can't stay at home and God the house. What is it? Devil's taking control. But the inner inspiration has come. Jesus curtailed that bloodstream that had become defiled. He curtailed it at Calvary, and he held his hand up at Calvary, and he said, this is the end of the blood world. This is the end of the stream of blood through which Satan has worked amidst a crooked and a perverse generation that he called the red dragon of the serpent. He said, this is the end of it. There will be no more bloodline, but he that is born of spirit gets spirit. From here on will be spiritual beings, angelic beings, and God trying to wean us just like a baby, trying to stop us from temple inspiration. Take away the temple inspiration of eating and sex and those things, and let us see that that was just given for a period of time, and turn us to the eternal inspiration of a living God, where we don't need temple inspiration. We're not brute beasts. I know that we're among beasts, but remember, folks, it's what you do that proves what you are. If you can hold yourself at temperance, it means that you have got the nature of Christ and that you're not a beast, but you're Son of God. If you can't hold that nature, it means that you're the beast, because they have no control over nature. That's the way you can tell the difference. We're in a proven ground. We can become sons of God to as many as believe, give you power to become the sons of God. Or we can go to the world and be brute beasts. It depends on the way that we want to go. But notice this. In the days of Jacob, give one or two thoughts here, and we'll try to close. In the days of Jacob, the days of Abraham, you remember how they went through the desert, and they dug a well, and they dug a well, and they dug a well, and they kept on digging wells through the desert. And every time God would open up a revival, they'd spring up a great revival. You know how that in that day they gathered around the well, and somebody took away from them, just like the Methodists, a great well and a great revival. But they made a denomination. In the Baptists, a great well and a great revival, but they made a denomination. And all the way down until they came to that last well, and they said, we've got enough wells for ourselves, and we don't need another well of water. But the last well that Jacob dug was the best well of all. And God has opened up, and he put a fountain in the house of David, and it's the best well of all. Eternal inspiration. Not a revival from a temple well that someday will be filled up with dirt, but this is an eternal well, a well of living water springing up into eternal life. And we've got it only inside of us. At last, Jesus is watering the ground from within again. From the heart of the earth comes forth the mist from within the heart of man. And he's watered by faith, and the waters have been cut off from heaven. And we are at last in the place of God's great perfection. We are at last moving on into the Holy Spirit, to where God wants to be. And the dry places is about over. As soon as God kills out all the evil spirits, then we'll just step right over the Canaan land. Let me say just a little more, and I promise you, close. Brother William Branham, being the type of the man Moses, after his death, God raised up after Moses' death a man by the name of Joshua. Why? Because Moses brought them from Egypt and brought them into the wilderness and gave them the letter of the law, just like Brother Branham did. Moses was a Messiah of his age. Jesus was the Messiah of his age, and Brother Branham was the Messiah of his age, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost age. Law, grace, and righteousness, water, blood, and spirit. Check them out, and they're just perfect like the Bible shows them. In this age, God gave us to Moses, and he came and he led us just as far as the flesh could lead us. Did he do it? But remember when Jesus had took him just as far as he could in the flesh, then he said, I'll go away, I'll come again. I'll come in the Holy Spirit. When Jacob went down there to get his first bride, he labored 7 years to allegory Jesus Christ coming in the flesh to get the Jewish bride. But then he went back and he labored 7 more years because there was a woman called Rachel, and he wanted that spiritual Jew to start with anyway. And so the Holy Spirit has come back for that last 7 years of labor to take his bride and go back to his Father's house. We're entering into that time. Joshua is being raised up, which means not a natural leader, but a Holy Ghost leader. Not a natural word, but a revelation that will take us over the bounds of flesh and the bounds of sweat and take us into the Holy Spirit of the kingdom land of God. We are. Now, let me say this. He was a Messiah. He was a Messiah. He was God in the flesh, but not God as the head. Jesus was God as the head. But he was God as a member that joined the head. And he was a Messiah to the world. And God made him a God to the world. Just like when he said, Aaron, or Moses, I'll make you a God to Aaron, that he might magnify himself through him. And then when he finished, he smote the flesh, like we did Jesus and Moses, the first two Messiahs, to show it was the anointing and that the flesh probably is nothing. Now there's one more Messiah. One more Messiah. There's one more Messiah, but it won't be a Messiah of age. It'll be a Messiah of many members. It'll be the church that comes to the head. And Jesus Christ will reach and get every member. And it'll be the Messiah himself as the many members sharing the world with God. Magnifies himself through this Messiah called the body of Jesus Christ, that he might worship authority over the world and take them into captivity and rule them with a rod of iron. God has made us a Messiah, collectively speaking, the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Ghost, in which God can rule heaven and earth. He's magnified us as of God to the people, and the Bible says he's put the fear of us upon all the land. But remember that the crucifixion that's coming, as the crucifying time, because if God lifted us up as his members, he's got to smite us like he did Jesus to reveal that inner God and show that it wasn't us, but it was him. I'm ready for it, Chief. I want it, I long for it. Did you know that when they took one of the men back there, one of the apostles, they took him to the cross, and when he got over there near the cross, he looked at it, and he didn't fear, he didn't shake, he didn't run from it, but he looked at it, and he said, oh, thou cross upon which my Savior died. He said, how long have I longed for thee? And he said, gladly I come to thee. And they took him and they fastened him down on the cross, and when they did, he preached such a convicting sermon until they went to seek the governor to let him down. But when they came back, he bowed his head and expired and go on, believe God. How many of you are ready to take up your cross and follow Christ? Take up your cross and follow the Lord. I want to go with Jesus Christ with you. Let's everybody stand together. The temporary inspiration is running. There's no more joy in the world. There's nothing but spiritual evil. Somebody said not too long ago, I said this is an evil day in which we live. Oh, I said there ain't nothing wrong with the world. It's just the people in the world. I said, I beg your pardon. I said, the Bible said the very days are evil, and it's a world of perversion, and Satan is the prince of the ruler over the powers that work in the air. And the very atmosphere is filled with demons under the Holy Spirit's illuminate and drive those demons back to give us a place of life. And here we are, right now in that age. Right now in that time. We're there. The days are evil. Oppression everywhere. There's no more joy. But only inside of us we've got joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. Paul said, within my heart, I bear you witness and record. The Holy Spirit bears you witness and record that there is continual sorrow. I know there's continual sorrow in your heart. He said, for my kinsmen according to the flesh, I could be out yonder playing football. I could be out yonder enjoying a movie. I could be out yonder at some barbecue stand and so forth and so on. He said, for the kinsmen of the flesh is they, I could wish I was accursed from Christ. He said, but when he spoke of the things of God, he said, these are beggarly elements down there. There's sorrow, and if we just had hope in this world, we're more miserable than anybody, because we're cut off from Egypt, and we ain't never got into the Canaan lands for redemption of the body. But I tell you, God's got something for us. God's got something for us. If we'll just hold on a little longer. The dry places is the hardest places of all. But we'll make it. We'll make it. Let's bow our heads. Father, tonight as we come to you, we're very grateful tonight, Lord, for your wonderful presence, for the kind attention of these people, Lord, to whom I believe there's elect standing among us. Father, because they've drawn the holy virtue of the gift of God. And Lord, I believe there's elect here tonight. And I don't feel the warring spirits of them that oppose and rebel against God and his word. I believe there's something here, Father. I believe a translation is taking place. Lord, even as you transfigured yourself on the mountain, even as you transfigured Moses by translation, that he appeared in glory with Jesus on the mount and Elijah, not suffering him to be buried, even as Brother Branham's body has not been buried, Lord. So when we see you repeating yourself in this day, but Lord, we know that you took him to glory, to the real promised land of God, because you loved him so much. You couldn't stand when you'd be just in a little world. Bless him. Father, we know that you're going to do the same thing for us. We ask you to be merciful to us. Help us to understand. You said, they that do not understand shall perish. Lord, but give us understanding. Help us in Jesus' name, and I can pray. Father, while we stand here reverently before you, God, we ask you to give us a blessing. Give us your knowledge. Give us your word. Make your word spirit within our spirit and mind. We ask you to do it in Jesus' name.